And now it's time for our gene of the month. And this time it's head bobber, a genetic fault explored last year by Professor Karen Steele and her team, who we heard from earlier. Head bobber mice have characteristic ear problems, including bobbing their heads, obviously, going round in circles, balance problems, and deafness. Although the precise gene fault hasn't been tracked down yet, it's due to a missing portion of mouse chromosome 7, which contains three genes, as well as some control switches for nearby genes. These genes seem to be important for the growth and organisation of the inner ear in the womb, which creates the parts responsible for hearing and balance. Importantly, this mirrors a genetic fault in humans with similar hearing and balance problems, which are due to a missing portion of chromosome 10, the comparable region to mouse chromosome 7. The researchers hope the head bobber mice could be a good model for deafness caused by these gene faults and help to shed light on the condition in humans. And finally, I just want to remind you about the Communicating Your Science workshop being run in April by the Genetics Society. It's for PhD students and postdocs working in genetics who want to learn more about communicating their research from some of the top experts in the country. Find out more on the Genetics Society website. That's genetics.org.uk. I'll be back again next month looking at the genetics of smell. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the Naked Scientist Facebook page, that's nakedscientist.com/Facebook, or just tweet @NakedGenetics. And don't forget that every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.